I guess you're here, huh?
I am.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming, Seth.
You are welcome.
Is it okay if we ask a few questions to begin, or do you have...
It is. You may ask your questions.
Okay. I'm referencing the material that Cass just gave me, that she did over the last few days, I'm guessing. We were sort of wondering about your reference to the pituitary gland as being the entry point or exit point for information.
That is correct.
Okay, what is that about?
When divine information is given, it is entered through the pituitary gland. That is the receptor for the physical being.
Mm-hmm.
That point of entry allows the information to go to the conscious mind as well as the subconscious areas. It is easier to retrieve divine information when it passes through this channel. Did you spell everything correctly, Mark?
I sure didn't, but I'm trying. I think I'm going to improve my spelling here as we go along.
Okay.
And we were just moments ago talking about the physical connection as far as physical changes Cass was experiencing. Her eyes started to water. She sensed you around.
Yes.
What? I'm not really sure of my question, though, but that interests me.
As I meld with her being, certain physical changes do happen naturally on their own. I am seeing through her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She feels the sensation. That is usually when she is aware of my presence. She also experiences a somewhat of a swirling energy in the top of her head and around her temple area. A kind of coming and going as she perceives it. She feels herself in and out of her own reality briefly and then settles back and allows me to come forward.
That's very good information.
I am still melding with her and am perfecting the transmission myself. In future sessions, you will notice I will become more and more comfortable speaking with you and not quite so mechanical as I have been in the past. We still have a delay here that needs to be worked on. As with Rupert, though, the process took some time but was quickly achieved once Rupert was able to free himself from his own fears and doubts.
So does that mean the rate of conversation is going to accelerate?
It can. If okay. You are prepared, Mark, it can.
Okay, well, I better do my finger exercises.
I will always bear in mind the limitations of the physical body.
Okay.
And not inundate you with more than you can possibly handle.
Okay.
Click, 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 click,
mm-hmm.
Click, 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 click. Interesting
now,
sound.
Isn't it?
The way you click away. It'll be my key to know when you are ready, when the clicking stops.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions regarding the material which I have presented?
Not the material, well, let me see. I'm sort of curious about your mention of a symbol.
The symbols.
Yes. Can you elaborate on that?
Certainly. These symbols are... Let me begin here by saying in the transition between one form of energy existence and another, for each existence or life, as you call it, that is completed, a symbol is given to you. This symbol is a marker of the life experience. And generally, it relates to the lesson or contract theme as it was completed. For instance, if you came into this life to perfect the experience of humility, for example, and that experience was perfected, then the symbol would be given. The symbol is a symbol that you pick between lives. The symbol or symbols are often worn by the council for reasons known only to them. the same applies to you. Your symbol is your reminder. Now, when meditating, and seeing these symbols, you may wonder what they are. If you look further, you will see that they have to do with lessons learned in previous or past or future lives. Since all lives are simultaneous, you would then be able to see these symbols from all lives that you are currently focusing into. Now let me make this clear, that the present life as you see it is your current focus. However, in meditation, you are fully capable of focusing on lives that you deem to be past or future. Often when reviewing one's life before entering into another, the soul will carry forth with it the symbol of the previous life or lives, if it chooses to do so, as a reminder of lessons learned. The council is always available to help in these matters, in choosing the next group of lessons that are for you to learn. One life is not automatically predetermined to be the life following the previous. In other words, you may choose whatever lessons you are slated to learn in any order in which you want to learn them. Some lessons being very difficult will provide you with a life that is very difficult. Other lessons may come in the form of an easy existence, thus explaining why some entities feel they are overwhelmed and have too much on their plate, while others seem to skate through life without hardly a bruise. It is all a matter of when you choose to participate in these lessons as to your soul's evolution. If you have had many seemingly trying lifetimes, you may then decide the next incarnation will be more peaceful and restful to your soul. Now, keep in mind, not all incarnations are on the earth plane. You may choose to incarnate on a variety of other existences, solar systems, and planets. The lessons that you have chosen to learn will determine the place in which you will manifest your energy, with or without a body. The earth plane being the one that has this physical type of body. That is not to say that other planets do not have a physical body, for they do. They are just different than yours because of the atmospheric conditions. Now, where I am in the fifth and sixth dimensions, I am able to create as you are when you are not on the earth plane, other planets and life forms. Understand, you create here all the time. However, where I am, we manipulate energy in a much different fashion to create the species that you have on the earth plane and the species that are on the other planets and solar systems, also of which we create. Our mass combination of energy allows us to create different systems for life. Earth was an experiment of long ago, which was perfected, and the organisms, animals, and plants that have been brought to this environment have been specifically created for the ecological balance of this planet. Often you will have symbols coming from your existence relating to the very things that you have participated in creating for that planet or solar system. These symbols are many. There are multitudes of them. When referring to the council for guidance and counseling as to what group of lessons you wish to learn in your next incarnation, if you choose to do so, you will refer to your symbols. As you stop I hate to use the word reincarnate, but as you, I will change that, as you cease to incarnate on the earth plane and no longer need a physical body, your symbols become larger and more complex. One symbol may encompass many different portions of all the other symbols. It is as if you drop the group and obtain one with all the information on it from all of those existences. Is that clear to you?
Well, it brings up a lot more questions, but
okay. This
is intriguing information. Can you give me an example of what a symbol would look like? I'm guessing that it has a multi-sensory sort of component.
It is very much up to the individual as to how the soul makes the correlation between the lesson that was learned and the symbol that it chooses to associate that lesson with. For instance, if you may have a tree or a symbol of a tree, if that reminds you of something that you learned in the previous existence. They are very much left up to the soul essence because they make the most sense to that soul essence. However, we are all familiar with each other's symbols as we see them, because telepathically we are able to understand the evolution of each soul based on his symbols. When communing with other souls on the other side, as I speak of it being the other side, not the world that you know in the third dimension of Earth, but the other dimensions, we recognize each other and identify with each other based on our symbols. We visually can see these as if they were draped around your neck in a big circle. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. It brings up a lot of questions, but I have an infinite number of questions anyway. Also relating to the document that Cass just gave me, you sign off the end of the session by saying, "The Christ essence, divine light, is all around you. May you be eternally bathed in his divine grace."
Yes. You want a clarification of the Christ essence?
Yes.
The Christ essence, the first incarnation of the Christ essence was John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
The second incarnation of the Christ essence was your Jesus. The Christ essence has also incarnated as Buddha and the Cass is having trouble with this word here. Let's just put it, the Buddha is one of them. There are many icons with which other religions, Mohammed, for instance, is another Christ essence. All of these entities are part of the Christ essence. Now, the next Christ essence will be in place shortly within the next 75 years. You will meet him. Any more?
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you mean by you, do you mean Cass and I personally, or
all
mankind?
All of humanity will meet him. We call the Christ essence by various names depending on what planetary system we are on. However, it is still the Christ essence. This is the only form that has manifested itself, which is part of the Prime Creator, all that is highly spiritually evolved, more so than myself or others that have been channeled. The Christ essence is again going to make an attempt to remove mankind from its own demise with its negative behaviors.
Once again?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of the Christ essence intervening?
The Christ essence will be very influential. I am not allowed to give you specific information on where and when and how he will manifest. I can only tell you that he will do so within the next 75 years.
So Cass and I may have an opportunity to be in this physical body and experience the Christ essence?
I don't know if you want to live to be 125 years old, Mark.
Oh, I see. The Christ essence is going to initially come on.
The Christ essence will be known to all within the next 75 years as manifested into a physical being.
Okay.
That does not mean to say that on the 75th year, all of a sudden, you will see him. His work will be evident prior to that.
Okay. Are you going to, okay, discuss this material in the 9/11 work?
If you choose to put it in there, I will leave that up to you. I don't know how relevant it is.
Okay.
We may, at a later date, decide that it fits into one of the chapters. It is material worth knowing, however you put it.
True.
We will take a break.
Okay. How long do you want a break for?
Are your hands tired?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I have a lot of spelling errors, but thank God for spell check.
Okay.
Yeah, you can continue when you want. And I don't think I really have a lot of other questions. If you wanted to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about.
I wanted to touch upon hate and anger. I will touch upon it briefly today. As anger is the precursor to hate. In relation to 9/11, I see that many of you have developed some habits of hating the perpetrators of the disaster. Now, while it is okay to hate, it is only okay if you understand the feelings and the motivations behind that hate and release them after you have analyzed them and let them go. I am not suggesting that you suppress your emotions, for that in itself is not healthy. But what I am suggesting is take a look at your anger. Analyze it. Feel it. Express it within your creaturehood, and then remove it. Know that the feeling is there, that it is a legitimate feeling, but do not dwell in it, for anger then turns into hate. Mankind has much to learn about this very subject, since he seems to dwell in the idea that hate is perfectly okay because his fears have allowed him to feel this way. He is running from his own fears. If he would face his fears, his anger would subside, and his hate would not be manifest. Now you may say, how am I going to do this? Because I have such intense rage over the events of 9/11. I suggest to you to think one of those thoughts that produces your rage. Work yourself backwards on this rage and find out what actually transpired within your conscious to allow the rage to continue. Did you feel a violation of yourself? If so, in that violation, were you expecting more than you were getting? Did you think that, oh my, this horrible thing has been done to me? Why me? I am so angry. Look at the larger picture as to why this happened. Allow your own feelings to express themselves, but move on. If you harbor the anger and the hate, you will in turn set your body up for disease or disaster. If you wish to remain healthy emotionally, physically, and mentally, you must not allow yourself to rationalize to yourself that these thoughts and feelings are legitimate, although they have a legitimate place within your being. They are not legitimate with respect to manifesting another set of beliefs with anger and hate. You will only experience the domino effect. Consciously be aware of what you have thought about your perpetrators, but at the same time, you must understand that this is not a personal issue slated to go against your very nature. It is an event which took place, an event that involved many. Some of you were directly involved with the transition of the energy of your loved ones to other dimensions. However, to harbor the hate and the anger only stifles the growth and the evolution of your soul. If indeed you want to walk through life angry at the world and the perpetrators of this event, you will only find yourself culminating these thoughts and events into a mass of frustration. It will only serve to confuse and alienate your being from itself. It is imperative for you to acknowledge what has transpired. If you cannot understand why it happened, do not dwell in the knowledge that you have not received as yet to the understanding of the event, but carry it forth as a memory with which you will learn yourself, and leave it as a memory. Many good things will transpire from this event, even though it does not seem to you that any good could come out of this. You will see humanity waking up to the needs of each other. It will happen. I am not suggesting to the perpetrators that they have free rein to perpetrate their evil acts upon mankind. I am not suggesting that at all, for we have and will deal with them separately. They are not free to run amok through society and create havoc on innocent beings who truly are trying to go to the light, whether they are aware of it or not. The perpetrators will be put in check. They may try again and again, however, we will not let them succeed with destroying your Earth planet. It will not happen. They will be removed.
Okay. Can I ask some questions?
Certainly.
Do you mean by removed that they're going to be removed?
We will not allow them to be on the Earth plane. Earth is moving into the peaceful fourth dimension. We will not allow these entities to join the others in this transition of peace. As I've stated earlier, they will be removed and banned to a two-dimensional existence until they are willing to come to God's love light. Understand, all beings are of all that is. They are all part of the entity. However, some beings prefer to live in the dark. Therefore, they shall.
Okay, the, it's kind of a...
This is not to be misconstrued with a preconceived notion of a hell, because there is no such thing. However, entities, by being reduced to a two-dimensional form of existence, do not have the same pleasures that you are now experiencing. They are limited to their physical being being much less evolved.
Can I point out sort of a sad irony here?
Certainly.
These terrorists, by blowing themselves up, believe that they're going towards God's light.
They do, indeed.
However,
there are many misrepresentations of God's light.
Mm-hmm.
The dark forces will go under the guise of God's light as well.